Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. I'm your host, and we are breaking down a wild final session of January 2026. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ retreated, but we saw some buyers stepping in off the lows. It wasn't pretty, but it wasn't a total collapse.
It was a messy close to the month. We saw the S&P dip about 0.4% and the NASDAQ shed nearly a percent. But the headline number hides the real story. The breadth was weak. We had about 250 stocks buying versus over 600 selling. That is a bearish skew. The market is tired, and the reaction to earnings is telling us everything we need to know.
Let's talk about those reactions. We are in the thick of mega cap earnings. Apple beats, revenue is up, China revenue surges 38%, and the stock barely squeaks out a gain. It was red for most of the day.
Exactly. That is the theme right now. Good isn't good enough. Apple delivered a solid beat, but the market is exhausted. Look at Microsoft. Still heavy. Failing to catch a bid after that double-digit drop yesterday. When your generals, the mega-cap tech names, aren't leading, the troops get nervous. The information technology sector lagged big time, down 1.3%. The buy-the-dip crowd is hesitating on big tech right now.
But it wasn't all red. If you were hiding in defensive names, you actually made money. Consumer staples up 1.4%.
Capital rotation 101. When growth gets shaky, money flows into toothpaste and soap. Colgate-Palmolive and Church & Dwight posted solid gains after earnings. It's the safety trade. But listen, the biggest story today wasn't stocks. Did you see the commodity pits?
I was just about to bring that up. Gold down 11%, silver down 32%. In a single session, that is a crash.
It's a liquidation event. Massive retreat after a record run. That crushed the materials sector. Newmont Mining down nearly 12%. If you're trading metals, you just got a harsh reminder of how fast the elevator goes down. This liquidity flush in commodities might be freeing up cash, but right now, it's just creating fear in the resource names.
Speaking of news, we got the nomination for the new Fed chair, Kevin Warsh. President Trump made it official. Did the bond market care?
Barely blinked. Yields were mixed. The two-year note settled around 3.53%. The market had already priced Warsh in. The bigger issue for bonds was the data. December PPI came in hot, 0.5% versus the 0.2% expected. Inflation is sticky. That three handle on the year-over-year number is keeping the higher-for-longer narrative alive, even with a new Fed nominee.
All right, let's pivot to the winners, because there was some serious alpha if you knew where to look. Deckers Outdoor, Deck, up 19%. What a move.
This is the breakout of the week. Deckers is a beast. They crushed earnings, EPS of $3.33 versus $2.77 expected. It's the Hoka and UGG story. Hoka revenue up 18%. They are taking market share directly from Nike and Adidas. This is a beat-and-raise scenario in a consumer environment that is supposed to be weak. If you are a momentum trader, Deck is now a primary focus for continuation.
And we have to mention Tesla. Up over 3%. Not on earnings, but on rumors?
The rumor mill is spinning. Bloomberg reporting that SpaceX might merge with Tesla or XAI? That sent the stock flying off the lows. It's a headline-driven move, so be careful, but it broke the post-earnings selling pressure. It's volatile, but it put a floor under the stock for the day.
So, looking at the week ahead, we are not done with earnings. We have Amazon and Alphabet on deck.
Those are the gatekeepers. Next week, we'll determine if this pullback is just a pause or the start of a deeper correction. If Amazon and Google disappoint like Microsoft did, we could see a test of lower support levels. The market remains in earnings mode. Headlines matter less than guidance right now.
Let's get tactical. You mentioned the bearish breadth. How are you positioning for Monday?
Caution is key. The primary indicators are flashing mixed signals, but that selling volume dominance is a red flag. I am looking at continuation setups in names that ignored the market drop. Royal Caribbean, ticker RCL, is on my radar. It's holding up well. And for anticipation, I'm watching MSCI. But keep stops tight. We are seeing weakness in growth, so don't be a hero trying to catch falling knives in the semiconductor space just yet.
Great insights. It's going to be a massive week with those tech giants reporting. Keep your eyes on the levels and respect the volume.
Absolutely. Trade what you see, not what you think. Stay nimble.
Thanks for tuning in. That wraps up our prep for the next session. Good luck out there.